You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
They are officially back. They have won two in a row, and they are trying to make this a September to remember. We will see where that goes, but they beat up on the Royals like they should have all year. It was nice the last couple of games, the way they have played. We'll see if they can carry this thing over. Phone number to reach is 312-332-3776. Anything on your mind, the bulk of what we're going to speak about, and then Meller is on 6 to 8, will center around the Bears. We're a week away from the NFL season beginning tonight. Tonight is a week away from the NFL season. College football is heating up. It is a great time of year. There was also some NBA. I didn't even think I was trying to fight. I made a statement that everyone in the East is getting better, and the Bulls answer is running it back. And then it turns out I'm fighting with Bulls fans, and no one's a bigger Bulls fan than me. Bulls fans aren't happy with me right now. If you missed the news, the Cleveland Cavaliers today, the Cavs out of nowhere traded for Donovan Mitchell. So there are a lot of teams that continue to get better. The Atlanta Hawks, Brooklyn's going to be better. The Cleveland Cavaliers. There were already maybe a handful of teams that were already better than the Bulls. So if you want to weigh in on that as well, be my guest at 312-332-3776. But Meller, I know you're here, and I think Waddle will be joining us shortly. Football is what's going on right now. The Bears are getting ready, and Ryan Poles continues to do some work.
Oh, man, we're a week away, dude. And, yes, I'm having a little tech issues. I think I hear Waddle cracking a bear in the background, but he's having some audio issues, so we're going to work through this. But, yeah, Ryan Poles met the media.
He poured beer all over his microphone, I'm sure. Into his mouth and into his microphone. He can't decide which one.
I think he's here momentarily.
Can we get him for a long time.
Well, what's wrong with you? I mean, how long have you been doing this
Wait a second. Are you blaming me? Are you blaming me?
Let's
you
get turd? This feisty.
You turd? Like, I'm following all the instructions. There's no doubt. There's like three silver bullets out of the chamber right now. Done.
You're
watching White
four?
Sox baseball. You have to drink, don't
you? The Sox are back. I've pronounced the Sox.
Oh, stop
back.
It.
I know they're back.
I knew you were going to say
two
that.
Two in a row.
You were. Johnny Cueto. Such a fool. Put some more money on it, then.
I'm done.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I am done gambling on the White Sox. I'm not even gambling on them game to game anymore.
There's no doubt you're going to get good value.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
good value. Look, go ahead.
Good value on lighting your money on fire.
What have they won now? They've won four of their last 13.
It's two in a row, Waddle. Two in a row.
We start from yesterday. It's the Miguel Cairo era.
I got to tell you, too.
And he's 2-0.
Did you guys watch the YouTube version?
I did. Well, I mean, that's, I think, the only way you could have watched it.
Yeah, no,
it today,
I know.
Right?
You'd have thought they were doing the Dodgers and the Royals. I mean, for the love of everything, couldn't pure in this world.
Well, look, they got to build up the product. What are we going to say? We got a crap game for you today on a Thursday afternoon. I know everyone else is thinking about football, so probably you should tune out somewhere else and go to the NFL Network or NFL Live on ESPN. But if you want to watch a little baseball, Yonder Alonso is here to talk your ear off.
Well, I subscribe to the policy, you know, honesty is the best policy. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm all giddy waiting for, you know, the backyard brawl with West Virginia kicking off to Pittsburgh. So let's get this show going and get it over with.
I know. The college football season is heating up, a week away from the NFL season. Ryan Poles continues to that revolving door better be well oiled up, because that thing is swinging fast. Guys are coming in. He signed a wide receiver today, Waddle.
Well, yeah, but look, this is, A, it's what we expected, and B, I think it's what we asked for. This is what I want to see them do. The last crew was married to their concepts and married to, you know, whatever it was they were married to. This group is consistently trying to find the best possible 53. And look, I think this roster is going to be fluid through the entire season. There are going to be guys coming in and out. Not so much that it'll disrupt what you're trying to do on Sundays, but this group, I like the plan. Again, I've said it a million times. I don't know if it'll bear fruit, but I like what they have done and how they've set things up.
There's also news today, before we play some of the Ryan Pohl stuff, the Tribune had an article, I believe also a week from tonight, to coincide perfectly with the kickoff with the NFL season. The Bears are hosting a community group. I think it's open to the public. It's at Hersey High School in Arlington Heights. And it is going to be information, another step forward, on what they plan on doing with the entire land and the entertainment district that they're going to be hopefully finalizing here by the end of the calendar year. I don't know how many details they're going to have specifically. I read the article in the Tribune, and it said it's going to be more about the entertainment venue and like how it's anchored by the stadium. I don't know if how many bells and whistles it's going to be showing off from the actual stadium, though.
Yeah, I don't need details. All I need to know and the message I want to get is that we've moved beyond just the conceptual phase of we're moving away from Soldier Field. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear them say, we're hoping to get this land finalized by the end of the year, and our plan as of now is to be playing football in the not-too-distant future in Arlington Heights.
Correct. That's what I don't need the details right now. I just need to know that this has gone from a purchase of land that still hasn't cleared to right now we're just looking to cross T's and dot I's. When the purchase goes through, then we will advance this project. We'll give you more details, but this is what we're doing. And I would like to, if I say this publicly, I would guess then that I would have claim to this, but I would like to name this project Bearadice. So if anybody makes any money on the term Bearadice attached to this project, I would like some sort of residual.
Wasn't Bearadice the vacations you guys used?
Yeah, I was part of it. It was great. So I'm going to split it with Francie Portray, who was the one
all I'm saying is you're looking to reap the rewards, but
yeah,
when they used to go to Florida, right? Like Sanibel Island or somewhere?
Yeah, Sanibel, not Sanibel. What was that, Sanibel Island, where you go there and you don't have to wear a belt? You just wear shorts that you cinch up?
Yes. You wear Sanibel slacks at Sanibel Island.
Is that where you guys went?
And it used to be called the trip they would call Bearadice.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're not coming up with anything original.
But that was about an adventure and an exploration, an expedition. This is about naming the entire property and this new project. I think it's a perfect name, to be honest with you, regardless if I make a nickel from it or not. I think it's perfect.
The name is going to have more to do with the sponsor, with like Bet Rivers.
Yeah, well,
you remember call Bet Rivers Bearadice.
When you walk in, there's a big sign that says "Welcome to Bearadice."
Yes, after they pay $100 million for
Bearadice,
for the
home of your 2-15 football.
Better not be 2-15 when they move.
Joking. I saw it. Did you see the? I think that somebody sent us a text that has. I think Sports Illustrated has us as 3-14 this year, bottom of the division.
Who said 3-14?
I think it was Sports Illustrated. That was the fine people at Sports Illustrated, which I'm sure absolutely lit some people's hair on fire.
Before you joined, I was telling Mellor, I'm feeling it from Bulls fans right now, just because I don't like that they're the 17th. They're 17th in the odds to win a championship with the roster. So I'm feeling it right now simply because I don't love that the Bulls have just stood pat.
I think that's a
story for a different day.
Yeah, I think, but real quick, I think you and I both, this was our thought a couple of months ago, not only are the top teams in the East ahead of them, but the teams that were behind them are moving on up.
Right.
And that's...
I keep getting Bulls fans saying, they're doing more than running it back. Patrick Williams is going to be healthy. We're going to get Lonzo, he's going to be healthy. Zach's going to be healthy all year. Well, what about Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yeah, that's a problem.
And Kyrie. Kyrie played half the games.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant missed like half the season. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons never played for them. What about the Los Angeles Clippers, a team like that? Getting Kawhi is a little bit better than getting Lonzo back. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
Look, again, I'll enjoy the season, and I'll hope with everybody else that they're good. But everyone who's claiming that I'm some paranoid dude, I wish they just did a little bit more this offseason.
And listen, I'm with you. And with Cleveland acquiring Donovan Mitchell, you know, it's going to make the East even more exciting this year. It was exciting last year. It'll be more exciting. Boy, and you would expect it. And this is why I don't think that the Bulls had the – I'm not sure they had the ammo, did they? Because if I read it correctly, not only did they send a series of players – they also sent three first-round picks.
Right. They don't have. They don't have what other teams are looking for right
now.
So they're kind of stuck right now.
Yeah.
I want to play you Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles is doing everything to improve the team. First thing I want, though, is the optimism. There's a lot of optimism flowing with good reason from Bears fans right now, and it has to do with at least preseason development. We'll see how much this means in the regular season. But Ryan Poles was asked, are you impressed with how the team has developed so far this training camp and into the preseason?
It's been awesome to see just the transformation from the first day of OTAs to that last preseason game. You could see the way that all the coaches, and especially Flus, you know, wants this game to be played. The guys are doing it. They're finishing. They're playing aggressive. They're competing, which is really cool to see. I feel like you can feel the needle moving and just in terms of way we're approaching how we play the game of football. And again, that a lot of credit should go to the coaches for putting the time in. Everything we've said in the beginning in terms of being teachers, they are, and we've seen the development of a lot of players on the roster, and it's awesome to see. The other thing is just giving a lot of credit to the front office. There's been a lot of work done, obviously, over the last few days. Very few hours have been slept because we're putting work in. We're trying to do everything we can to improve this roster, and you know, Ian especially, and then, you know, some of the other staff members, Jeff King, Trey Koziel, put a lot of time in to get us where we are today.
And a lot of credit goes to me and my staff.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, again, I can't say it enough. I don't know where this is going to take us, but I feel comfortable and confident that there's a plan. You know, and that they're doing things the right way. I've been impressed with all of it. They haven't. You know, I told you when the whole Tevin Jenkins thing, or excuse me, the Roquan Smith thing happened with his contract, I said to you, this is a test of Ryan Poles as well and his emotion. He's a first-time general manager. He can't be offended by what Roquan Smith said, because with the benefit of having an agent in place, Ryan Poles can tell the agent to go kick rocks. He can't say that to Roquan Smith. So I think that experience probably helped him early on here in Chicago as a GM. And I think he's handled a lot of this stuff really, really well so far.
I got some Roquan sound. I want to play, though, the Tevin Jenkins stuff, because let's talk about, like, the here and now. Like, the Roquan contract will come or maybe not, but that's in the future. I think this has been interesting on what's gone on with Tevin Jenkins and how he started out at the beginning of camp, how he was a tackle at the beginning of camp, and now it looks like he's going to be a guard and possibly the starting guard on the Bears' offense. So, Meller, if you could play the what did you see to determine that Tevin Jenkins is better suited at guard?
We probably look at that more of a holistic thing than anything, and it's like, how can we make the best five? And so we did a lot of shuffling around. Everyone was aware of that. And when we got to this point and he was in that guard, I thought some good things happened on the field during some of the games. So I'm happy for him. And, again, that's part of that change I talked about that's difficult. Guys got shuffled around and moved up front, in the back, and we are trying to find our best five. And, you know, the way we got to that Cleveland game, we felt pretty good about it. So I'm really happy for him and the progress that he's made. And, you know, he's settling in well, and I think he's going to help us there.
Let me play one more here, Waddle, because he was then asked the follow-up. Should Jenkins be worried about being traded?
Should he be traded?
Should he be worried about being traded?
I had a good conversation with him, and I told him how proud I was of him. And, you know, again, I think it's about building the best five, and I think we have a good five with him at guard. So I think it's good for us to have Tevin at guard right now.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is, but he didn't rule it out. And I don't think you should expect these guys to rule anything out because they're in the process. They may find 2 weeks into this. Look, you get off the bus with San Francisco and then Green Bay. Those are two pretty good defenses. You may find out that it gets a little too hot on the interior of that offensive line. They may want to rotate some guys. So I think the it's ironic that he's so young and this is his first spin as the GM, but he doesn't very – I have never really heard him back himself into a corner.
Really,
so he's
direct,
been very complimentary of Jenkins, but there's
really
no definite.
Direct. Right, absolutely. Here's polls about his assessment on Justin Fields after these three preseason games.
Sorry, boys. Give me a moment here. There's a lot of Ryan Poles that I'm.
It's good though,
Mellard. Like, listen,
I got it here.
You get one bite at the apple with Ryan Pace every year. We've heard from Ryan Poles three times.
Yeah, this here it is, Sylvie.
I think there's progress being made. He looks comfortable. I think before, I kind of talked about this, but like his technique and his fundamentals and his feet, like then the new offense, new coaches, new system. There's a lot going on both physically and mentally. So I thought as the preseasons played out and even practice, you could see things start to slow down and him read defenses quicker and pull the trigger. And it was really cool to see him finish up that way.
Now, remember, Fields said after the game, the last game against Cleveland, that he felt it was a turning point for the offense. You heard the offensive coordinator say, well, let's slow the roll there. That's a little dramatic. So Ryan Poles was asked that question. Do you believe that the offense has reached a turning point?
With the preseason, I don't think you can – you don't want to, like, overvalue preseason. You don't want to undervalue. It's, like, somewhere in the middle. So it was positive, so we'll take that, and let's just see. You know, the lights are going to come on, and it's going to be real, and they're going to count. So we'll see from there. But I'm happy with the progress.
Winning press conferences from my perspective, and we know that doesn't amount to anything with regard to wins. But it goes back to Luke Getsy yesterday, and you mentioned it. Like Luke Getsy said, tap the brakes. Whoa, that thing. Like, that's what you want to hear from your staff and your coaches. That's what I want to hear. I don't want anyone to blow smoke up my rear end or, you know, tell me that it's sunny outside when it's cloudy outside.
Right.
So
I've got a good one here. I haven't heard this answer. Mallard, this is in the first row, fifth from the top. It's Ryan Poles on the criticism that's been out there that, hey, you're not supporting Justin Fields enough with skill position players and also offensive linemen. This is how Poles responded.
Listen, I mean, when we're building this thing, like, that was the goal coming in, is, like, try to surround him with the best talent that we can. But at the same time, I've never gotten in the way from the fact that we have to build the entire roster. And I'm not going to overreach and do things crazy to get a name or anything like that. So our approach has been consistent from the draft all the way through. We're going to continue to add talent all around the best that we can. It may not be the name or a name that everyone wants to hear, but we're going to develop the players that we have here. We're going to continue to fight to make that the best unit we can. Mooney's balling right now. I'm excited about him. That's going to help Justin. I'm excited about Cole. I think our protections and our O-line's gotten better. You know, some of the guys have been a little dinged up, right? So it's hard to see everything. But when they get back, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about Velas coming in and making plays and being a factor that can do different things and bring speed. So I understand that. I just... to do it all right away, like, that's hard to do with some of the resources that you have, right? So over time, we're going to continue to do that. That's always in our head, is to put our quarterback in the best situation.
You get the football tingles there?
I do.
Winning you over.
He is. I mean, not just winning me over, but what he's saying makes sense to me. And I spent all last year screaming that none of this makes sense to me. And I sounded like a broken record. I get it, but it didn't. None of it made sense to me. Now it's starting to make sense to me. It really is, and that's a good thing.
All right, when we come back, I want to play. This is good because you and I have talked a lot about this here in the offseason. Like, what is the goal for the season? Is the goal to win X amount of games? Is it to have a winning record? Is it draft and development and just set the foundation? Poles was asked that. Like, what is the goal for him and this team this season? I'm interested to hear what the answer is. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. If we don't get to your calls, and we'll try, Meller will, because he's on right after us, 6-8. And then Waddle is going to try his hands at being Ryan Poles because he's... Are you going to be drafting tonight or not?
Yeah, I am.
Or is Tyler strictly drafting in fantasy football?
I may be playing the role of Ian Cunningham. Who knows? or Richie Cunningham, for that matter. I don't know.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. The 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie has been brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Pick up Connie's Frozen Pizza in your local grocer's freezer and turn your place into a pizzeria. Connie's Frozen Pizza, real pizzeria flavor, is in the house.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
You're just getting into your car. The Sox did win today. The Bears have plans to unveil some of their preliminary plans for the stadium and entertainment district in Arlington Heights in a week. The NFL season kicks off in a week as well. That's a funnier part that Tyler Aki saw earlier too, Waddle, is the meeting time for next week is right smack dab in the middle of Thursday night's opener. I mean, out of all days to schedule an event, how about doing it not during a football game?
Well, listen, even
my
point is in the midst of them making a good decision to move from Soldier Field, you know that they're still very clumsy in certain ways.
Yeah, like,
and that they're still going to, you know, they're going to do what they do.
Everyone come out to Arlington Heights. Oh, by the way, it's the night that the NFL kicks off its season.
They're going to bear. They're going to bear. That's what they do. They bear.
I want to play this because I don't know what he said. I'm hearing this the first time, too. Ryan Poles, we're playing a lot of sound for Ryan Poles. He spoke today. The Bears continue to try to pick up other waiver claims via the waiver wire. And Ryan Poles today was asked the question, what is the goal? What is the goal for the 2022 Chicago Bears?
It's interesting. I got asked a question, I forget when it was, but it was like, if you take wins and losses out of it, like, how do you measure success? What would be success? And it was, my answer was resilience. And it's a team, because, again, I've been on teams that, Super Bowl teams and teams, you know, anywhere in between, and the teams that can just stay level and look at what are the solutions instead of just pointing at the problem. Right, and being negative, like, look at that, like, it's not good. No, how are we going to fix it? So as an organization, as a team, as a locker room, as a staff, like, just being resilient through the ups and downs and just continue to fight and have that arrow pointing up. That was my response to that, and that's kind of how I feel.
It feels like an episode, or it feels like Step Brothers to me, because I think he and I just became best friends. Like, when I hear him talk, all I want to do is go do aerobics in the garage with him. I mean,
he's your BC guy.
He is, but it's just like I just like what I'm hearing. Again, I don't give a rat's ass what the record is at the end of the year, and I may be on that island all by myself. I don't care. What's most important to me is that they develop this young team, they develop this young quarterback, and they stay true to the plan, even if they hit a little bit of adversity. That's what I want to see from them, and early on. And again, you know, what did Mike Tyson say? Everyone's cool until you get punched in the face.
Right.
You know, step out onto the field, Soldier Field, on, you know, a week from Sunday against a good 49ers team and maybe get boat raced, or then go up on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers and get boat raced again. Maybe not. But if you do, you still got to stick to your plan. You can't get away from your plan just because you've been faced with some adversity.
We came up with it a little earlier in the week. Just build me a football team.
Yeah.
That's my motto for the year. Build me a football team coming out of this season.
It's cool. And like I said to you, too, I think we've got a couple of really basic kind of mantras. It's nice to not hate your team when the season kicks off, and build me a football team.
Right. I want to get to the Roquan stuff. Poles was asked the question why it was so difficult. This is in the first line, Meller. Why was it so difficult to get a deal done with Roquan Smith?
I feel like I hit on that when I popped in after that family day, when everything was going down. And, you know, we're in a place now, and I think Roquan says, he said it perfectly, we've shifted gears and it's all ball now. So it really doesn't make sense to go back and go through all that. And the one thing, he doesn't get enough credit for being able to change gears like that and going out and just playing football and doing it the right way. And I'm proud of him for handling that way. And he's out there, and we're better because of that. So, you know, I really don't want to go back into the whole contract thing.
The follow-up, he did use some pretty sharp language in saying things were distasteful and you weren't negotiating in good faith. How do you address the relationship part of this thing going forward, knowing that obviously you guys have to do some repair in that regard?
Yeah, I think that's it's human nature when, you know, things happen and two sides don't agree on something. It's going to take a little time to do that, and I got a lot of faith that that's going to happen, and I'm excited for him.
Again, so, more maturity.
Yeah, he really did. Good, right. And, yeah. And I like what he said about Jenkins and Roquan, where he's even thrown in a bouquet, hey, I'm proud of what they've overcome. I want to play this because it's a follow-up, too, because he hinted at it at the end there about salvaging the relationship. What makes you believe that they can salvage the relationship with Roquan Smith?
Well, first of all, he's a good player. That's never changed. And he's a good dude. So I have faith that he's going to have a good year and we'll, you know, work on our relationship and all that. It's not even like a bad thing either. It's just when we've all been there, right? You have disagreements and then you got to come back together and be teammates. So that's what I expect.
Ryan Poles. A lot of good stuff there today out of Hallis Hall.
Yep, I like it. I like what they've done to kind of put the wheels in motion. Now we'll see. We'll see how they stack up against some teams that are definitely going to have better talent than them. But can they stay involved? Can they be competitive? Can they win some games? And can they develop their young players in the process?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I give a shout-out, Waddle?
Sure.
I wanted to give a shout-out to Detective Brian Foster. I put this up on my Instagram page. I surprised him at the Deerfield Police Department today.
Nice, I saw that.
He is a big ESPN 1000 listener. He's a big Waddle and Sylvie fan. While he was out today, he's a detective, and he just got promoted to sergeant.
Nice.
So someone who I know through growing up works with the Deerfield Police Department and thought it would be a funny idea if I would surprise him and I would be in his seat.
That's
so
awesome.
I was at the Deerfield Police Department when he walked in. I was sitting at his desk, and he had Twitch up with ESPN 1000 playing in the background. And I congratulated him. You could see the pictures and the reaction. I got the video of it, too, of him being surprised on my Instagram page. But a shout-out to the Deerfield Police Department and Brian for getting promoted.
That's great. I would also like to say this as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't. Keep Hub Arkish in your prayers and in your thoughts. He's one of us. He's in our community. While we may work at different shops over the course of time, Hub's been a Bears guy for decades, and I feel comfortable saying that now because there are a couple of things on Twitter that have acknowledged, you know, that he has had a medical situation. So keep him in your thoughts and your prayers.
We will. Absolutely. All the best to Hub Arkish and his family. Meller, you are coming up next. You'll entertain. You'll talk about Ryan Poles and all the Bears, and I'm sure you're going to school us all when our fantasy football drafts happens tonight at 8:30.
Well, if you need a little bit of help, Sylvie, stick around 6:30, Field the Eights. Who knows Ryan Poles pretty well is going to hop on with me. We're going to talk some Bears. We'll talk about Ryan Poles, give some fantasy tips as well. So 6:30.
But are you going to sandbag me? Because I am drafting one spot ahead of you, and I feel like you're going to give out false information. So that way I follow that information, and then you get the players that you really want.
I guess you'll just have to find out tonight, won't you, Sylvie? I definitely, if I was drafting 11th, I'd probably be honing in on someone like Patrick Mahomes if I were you.
Absolutely. Reach for that quarterback early on. It's not like there's any good ones. Good advice. All right. Thanks to Meller. If you want to talk to him, 312-332-3776. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.